Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Hey guys, it's Mark Striegel. Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. Before we start it, I do want to say I was a little embarrassed by that last episode, but there was some truth in there. Definitely taking things at a different pace. Not going to be updating talkingrock.net anymore. No one goes there. It's dead. So time to move on. Podcast is still fun for the most part. And I had an amazing time talking to Lejean LJ from Seven Dust with John. So we're going to check out that interview today. It is also up on YouTube. So let's do this.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. Here's an old classic that sounds just as good today as it did when we were kids.
Trying to be my
aside some classic Iron Maiden right here on Talking Metal. Let's get into another song, and then we're going to soon hear from Lejean from Seven Dust, an interview that John Astronomy and myself did with him recently. So let's do this. This goes out to Jason Seth on Patreon. This is Ruination by Power Trip here on Talking Metal. Trip going out to Jason of Patreon. Of course, Power Trip, a band that was playing up at Heavy Montreal recently, within the last 2 years when we were up there. And sadly, very sadly, their singer just passed. So tragic news. Riley Gale, dead at age 34, died on August 24th. Sad stuff, because I know they were a really highly respected band, and you know, the hipsters liked them. So very sad stuff. And Jason, thank you for requesting that, and thank you for your support on Patreon. Again, my name is Mark Striegel. We're doing the Talking Metal podcast going on over 15 years now. I wanted to give another shout out to my patron on Patreon, where anyone can support me. Do $5 a month or more, you get a Talking Metal t-shirt. David Gray. David, love you, man. Thank you for checking in with this email. You say, hi, Mark. Hope you guys are well. Thanks again for Charlie's mention and link to his drum video. You bet, man. I mean, David, your son is a great drummer. Thank you for sharing that with me. I'll continue with your letter. He feels like a proper rock star. My son's actually here. We're talking sons. Grant, what's going on? Talking to the microphone.
Stuff.
What do you want? I'm doing a podcast. What can I help you with?
Are my friends available?
No. Both of your friends are already on play dates. I'm sorry. I texted their moms.
Okay.
Sorry about that, bud. What about Mateo and Luke? Maybe check with them. Playdates. We need to help line up play dates. Anyways, sorry, David. Let's get back to your email. I'm going to just start it again. Hey, Mark, hope you guys are well. Thanks again for Charlie's mention and link to his drum video. He felt like a proper rock star. Anyways, he is involved in a music club where they learn to play various songs, play games, and have the odd film night. It's located in a warehouse in the nice village of Winnishcombe. Probably pronouncing that wrong. It's run by a great guy by the name of Pete Sen, who has a team of people who give music lessons as well. Unfortunately, due to COVID, the owners of the unit need the space back. They are a wine distributor, which has been forced to close shop, thus requiring the storage space. This means the Music Guru Club needs to find a home. We are trying to raise what money we can, and we'll be doing some fundraising gigs when live music is allowed again. The kids are currently recording 3 tracks, Charlie playing drums and bass, which we intend to sell to help with the effort. In the meantime, I was wondering if you could give a plug to the GoFundMe page. Sure, man. But being that I don't have a website anymore, I don't really have a place to post the link. But I guess the Music Guru Club, maybe Google that and GoFundMe. Anyways, I appreciate it, David. Good luck with that. And you are requesting Pylophia. I'll have to check that out. We're not going to do that this episode, David, but I'll definitely try to check that out for you on a future episode. All right. So we're going to right now get into the interview with Lejean from Seven Dust. We'll hit some classic Seven Dust right now. We'll end the interview with some brand new Seven Dust, and then that will be it for today. All right, here we go.
Save us the fun, we will not the sun. Mark Spiegel. We got John Astronomy. And tonight we are streaming live. And some of you may be listening to this on the podcast and the YouTube version after the fact. But we have the one and only LeJean Witherspoon from Seven Dust. Thanks so much for joining us, man.
Well, this is great, man. I wish that I was cooler. I should be in a cooler part of my house. Look at that room you're in, man. Look at you guys.
LeJean, thank you so much. But what you got behind you is even cooler than this stuff. You've got Golden Platinum Records from Seven Dust. You guys are out of control. I can't wait for the new record, Blood and Stone, coming out October 23rd. But we have a million questions for you, and we're just so psyched that you're right here on Talking Metal with us.
Well, thank you. Well, sorry. One of my candles just fell off my bar. Sorry.
So, hey, LeJean, I just wanted to say that I was the producer writer on the Sci-Fi Wire Metal Crush show, and we loved so much having you on that show with Whitney. So thank you so much.
It did great. I know exactly who you are, and thank you for making my dreams come true, being a part of that. I love it. I still watch sci-fi every day in my life, and man, it's a pleasure to be a part of it, and thank you for having me do this. Anything that you want me to be a part of, hook me up, man. I'm there.
Okay, cool.
LeJean, thank you so much for being here. I can't believe that you're still doing this after the accident over the weekend. I see you got the little bandage. Tell us what happened. I'm so sorry.
Well, you know, so with my time off, I've become the constant gardener, I believe. And just to say, in my bar, I keep this. This is one of my little friends. It's a money tree.
And I love the money trees.
Yeah, we love the money trees. So we have a lot of stuff. But anyway, I was rebooting. I was planting my giant elephant ears into some new pots that I have. And I used my Swiss Army knife because they look like the holes at the bottom for the recessed water wouldn't fall out. So I was doing this right here. And the wife was across from me from the deck. And the Swiss Army knife closed down on that finger right there.
Ah.
I saw my wife scream, and she looked at me, and I said, no way. And she said, I just looked disappointed. I didn't say ouch or anything, and I pulled my hand up, and blood was everywhere. I said, well, let's just put a Band-Aid on it. She's like, no, I think we need to go to the emergency room. And sure enough, the doctor said, yeah. So 7 stitches, even one through the nail.
Oh, no.
Is that metal? No, I don't know.
I think it's metal. That's pretty metal. The fact that you didn't even have an expression, you're just looking at it going like, damn.
No, she said, I can't believe. The only thing she said, you look disappointed. Because I was like, it was 6 o'clock in the evening. We had the radio out there jamming music and bam, going to the emergency room. Haven't had to go anywhere during the pandemic at all. The last place that I wanted to be at was the emergency room.
Right, right.
No one was there. It was a great experience. The doc knew the band, was telling me about a Weezer concert, the last concert he went to. Nice.
You're like, fix my hand. I don't care about the concert. No, I'm kidding. But
yeah, it was great. But you know what? One of the nurses behind the, when I first signed in, I saw her looking at me through the mask. And when the lady went back and said LeJean Witherspoon, she said, I knew it. Oh my God, I love Seven Dust. So right then, having not been to the emergency room since 1975, the familiar, you know, the band helped me through this. This woman knowing me through the band was incredible.
Right. That is amazing.
It was a really fun experience. You know, I went in, my temperature was great. So they wouldn't let you in if they thought.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
So you would have bled to death if you had a temperature.
Oh, yeah. So, but let me tell you, it did scare me because once I sat down and the nurse came in and looked at me and he said, yeah, you're going to have to need stitches. And I said, well, wait. I said, but in this day, don't you have like something that you could put on it that will just fuse it?
Like you got like a glue.
Yes. And he said, yes, but you're going to have to need stitches.
Oh, no.
I watched my temperature rise.
Luckily, they took your temperature before that guy came out.
Because I wouldn't have been able to get in the hospital.
I was spending a weekend with the guest we had on our last show, Mark Weiss, the photographer. Uh-huh. And I was kind of like out of the loop of news for like 2-3 days. And I jump on Blabbermouth last night and I go, oh my God, it's like there was a headline that said you were admitted to the emergency room. And I'm like, oh my God, what's happening?
Let me tell you what, the headline was weird because I was in the bed with the wife and she's like, oh my God, I just got a text and Blabbermouth. And it looked like that I like cut myself on purpose or the headline hinted almost that LeJean's cutting himself.
I didn't get that from something.
I know that's nothing to joke about, but I never would do anything like that. Oh, right. My God. Are you kidding me? I hadn't been outside my house except to get I have to. The last place I wanted to be was the emergency room, but it was a great experience. I had fun and I have a story and I have a war wound now. So, yeah. Hey,
and LeJohn, here's what I think is great. And I'm sorry, I'm going to let Mark ask some like real questions, but you've got this like intense, amazing band that the song Blood from a Stone is unbelievable. And I love it that you're working with money trees and bulbs and other plants and you're doing gardening. Yeah. And you had a bizarre gardening accident, just like in Spinal Tap.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go. It's funny. My mother still asks me, she's like, where did you get that green thumb? And I'm like, I really don't know if I should tell you the truth about that.
We know what you mean.
But LeJohn, exactly. I love it.
So, LeJohn, we have the 13th album by Seven Dust on the way, Blood and Stone. Yes. It's coming out on the 23rd of October. The thing is, on that same day, the way I understand it, you guys are going to do a live stream. So let's talk about that. You guys are going to perform live. Are you performing the album in its entirety, or is it just kind of like a Seven Dust concert?
That's a good question. I'm glad you asked that because a lot of people are wondering. So what we're doing is we put a set list together. So it's going to be a Seven Dust concert, including the new singles and several new songs from the new album, Blood and Stone, and a full set. So it's going to be a concert. It's going to be pretty much a concert with no one there except us and our crew.
Right. And you can buy tickets for it online, I saw. We'll get the link out to the listeners and the viewers. And that sounds awesome. And it's on the same day that the record comes out on October 23rd. I've heard the Soundgarden cover, and I love the song Blood from a Stone. They're both out. Yeah, great stuff. I wanted to ask you about that specific song. I was looking at the lyric video, trying to figure out what the song is actually about. Because there's some real powerful lines in there, like, keep searching for something. Once we believed we were all enough. Sorry for the things that I've done. And is it like a redemption type of vibe going on there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Redemption. Yes, definitely redemption. Being sorry for the things that I've done and trying to be better. I feel like the song can relate to so many people. I like to write a song and then allow people to interpret it themselves. You're definitely right on the page with what's going on. Yes, definitely a redemption song.
It's a great song. And in these times with everything that's going on, I don't know, it really hit me in a big way. So great stuff.
Well, thank you. You know, listen, let me tell you something, because I have not talked to anyone about it. How crazy is it that we're about to do our only show for the year in a closed confinement room without our family, which everyone likes to say fans. And we're going to put on the best show that I feel ever, because it's going to be the only time that we're going to be allowed to be seen this year. Right. And it's, I never really got to think about it until like in the last few days, like what's it really going to be like? And now it's getting down to the countdown of actually having to perform your new songs, not in front of a live audience. It's so weird, and it's still something that we have to get used to, but don't worry, we're gonna go out there and rock it and kick everyone's ass, and hopefully everyone will enjoy it. I'm still kind of worried about, like, do I say, everybody in your living rooms, get up, knock your lefts down? I don't know, do I do that?
Yeah, man, do it.
Definitely do it.
If you're at a bar and you're watching it, put your mask back on, your sons up, bitches, I don't know what you do, so. I'm just going to go out there and just, you know, give my all like we always do with Seven Dust.
Right. So the new Seven Dust record, again, coming out on October 23rd, the same day as the live stream that you're talking about. And we've also heard rumblings about a potential solo album from you. Wow. I wanted to get an update on that, see where it's at and what we can expect.
Well, thank you for asking. I'm excited about that. You know, of course, Seven Dust is my baby and that's the most important. The solo thing for me has been fun. I've not had any pressure. It hasn't been something that, I have to do this, I have to do this. It's just something I've done on my own. I've been working with a very close friend of mine, Sahaj, which is the lead singer from the band Raw, which I think a lot of people out there, John, I think you would know who that is too.
Incredible
friend, artist. We write well together. We have like 9 songs, 9 or 10. We're going to do another writing session. But what I'm really excited about is the day of, I never thought that you could get signed again. So it's really fun being a
newly signed solo.
Yeah,
right? That's amazing.
Do I have a chance that we get a record deal? This is great. So that's exciting. You know, that's something that I look forward to amongst all the craziness that's going on in the world, besides the release of 7SM. But yeah, which in October, actually, Sahaj will be coming to my farmhouse, and we'll book up there for like a week and do some writing. So it's really cool.
And is this a totally different style of music than Seven Dust?
Well, like, let me tell you what. Okay, so you can be on the avenue and hang out with my solo stuff. It's rock. It's a little bit heavy, but I think more it lends more towards a bluesy, soulful, more radio friendly. Not saying Seven Dust is radio friendly, but I think this is more of a radio friendly. I don't know. It's just it's a lot of melody. It's cool.
Love it.
So the album is coming out in October. Yes. Obviously, we're in this weird time in history. Is there plans for a 2021 tour?
Oh, my God. I wish. Yes. You know what? Thank you for asking that question. What do you say to that at this point right now is what I say. I'm like, yes, I would love for that to happen, but I can't say if that's going to happen. I can't say what's going to happen next week with my daughter, with all of a sudden us doing homeschooling, and now they're allowing the parents to allow their kids in October to come to school, but we don't know what's going to happen in October yet.
Right.
So it's
the unknown.
Yeah. So it's the unknown. But what I would like to do is I would like to do this question. What I would like to do is I would like for everyone to do the proper thing, so in some type of way we can get back to a capacity, because at the end of the day, the last people that are going to be able to do anything at this point are artists like us, these venues, that what they're known for and what we do is a gathering of people, a mass of people in a small area. So we're definitely going to be the last people to go back out there. I just hope that at some point in time, we can get back to that. Now, I know we're doing these drive-in things and different shows, and some people are being allowed to have shows, but then you hear news after they do it. So what's going on? So I'm only here to wave the flag of I'm ready to do it when it's right, and we'll do it the right way when it's time. What? Whenever it's that time, we're going to bring it harder than we've ever brought it before.
Awesome. That is awesome.
I know you will do that for sure, LaJean. Now, how is the rest of the band and also your crew? How are they doing through this?
Okay, so so we keep a thread. So everybody's, hanging in there, doing well. Everyone has family. So for me, now, to bring a lighter side to the darkness of what's happened with the pandemic, for a touring band and an artist like Seven Dust, we've never had this amount of time at home. So personally, and I think I can speak for the other guys, they've enjoyed the time being daddy and being husband to the wife. And, even though it's a very strange world, but I've definitely loved being able to be here and watch them grow up and not miss the things that I would have missed while being on the road. Not saying she can go to the daddy-daughter dance right now anyway, but still, daddy's here with you, and you can dance with me in our living room or downstairs in the arcade room. And, those things right there mean a lot to me. And I feel like also this time helps artists for writing, because you can't always be out there banging on the road and have things to write about. I have to be here. I have to have my wife yell at me. I have to take the trash out. I have to look at my neighbor and say, wow, those guys look like idiots out there talking to the next door neighbor without a mask on. I'm like, I have to have those. I have to have real life experiences at the grocery store, and cutting my finger, which would have never happened. You know what I mean? So this time.
I'm sorry to laugh at that.
But I know. I'm laughing.
Sorry.
But you know what I mean? Those type of things for me are real. And it brings everything back from that tour bus, that back lounge, and the rigmarole of this is you're in this town and you're doing the show, and we love all that, and you're in the next town, and you're moving. I need time to focus and do this and watch scary movies, be on the freaking Sci-Fi Channel, which was an incredible experience. when would I ever have time to do that? So I've definitely embraced that part of what's going on.
Right. Well, I will share some inside info with you. The four episodes that we did of Sci-Fi Wire's Metal Crush, which I was the producer and writer on, along with Whitney and all the other great people.
Love Whitney.
They were highly successful. And I just actually got an email from the channel that they were thrilled with the ratings, the results, and the guests, and you were such a big part of that. And that episode you were on, I think it might be the highest rated episode of the batch.
So. Thank you. You know what's so funny about it? This is so weird. So tonight I was so excited about talking with you gentlemen that I went by the liquor store with my mask on, of course, and I went in, and the guys are fans of the band. These guys are rockers. One guy, Slipknot, Jet, all the time. So, you know, the guy always asks me when I walk in, maybe because I'm probably one of the only black guys in town around here. Anyway, hey, man, what's going on? Any good news? And I'm like, you know, just hanging out, man. You know, I had a Zoom in London today. I said, I can't wait. I get to do it with my buddy Mark, the producer from Sci-Fi. And there's a young lady that never talks to me with her mask. And I was like, Sci-Fi? And I was like, yeah, Metal Crush Monday. I was on there, you know, and I said it into everything. He was like, oh, my God, this is so great. I'm like, yeah, I can't wait. So thank you. Everyone knows about what you're doing in the movement, and it's very cool to be a part of it, man. I love it.
Well, you were such good energy on the show, and I thought the vibe between you and Whitney was awesome. So hopefully if we do more, we can have you back at some
point. Please do that, and also put me in a movie with Whitney and make sure that I don't get taken out within, like, the first scene. I can make it through the whole movie. I'll make it to the end. John's laughing. I love it.
Yeah. Hey, Lizelle, speaking of the liquor store, do you have anything with you right now near you?
Mitch, so my bars. So listen, this is what's
somebody bring him a drink so we can do a talking metal toast.
Ashley!
Yeah.
Ashley! Let me call my wife. So, okay. Come here. So I'm in my bar right now.
Oh, cool.
I'm actually in the Witherspoon bar, and I don't have a drink in my bar because my wife doesn't drink. She's pregnant.
Okay, I'll
get her to bring me a beer from out.
Now, hey, LeJean, you said something. You said two things that I love. You have a bar in your house, which is what I really want, and you have an arcade. Now, I have a little arcade. Tell me about your arcade.
Okay, well, in the bar arcade, I have a 20-year-old Midway game that still has plastic on it that we play it. That has
that's one of my favorite companies, Midway.
Oh my God, it has Robotron, Timber, Sinister, Joust, Defender, and everything.
Wow. That is amazing.
Come here, please, come here. Come. Listen, she's mad. Come in here. Come here. No, I know you're not on camera, but come over here. This is great. You have to see Mark and John. This is my wife, Ashley Witherspoon. She's pregnant. Come over here. Just halfway in for a minute.
Hi, Ashley. Hi, congratulations. Ashley. It's exciting news.
Thank you.
I have to have a beer, so would you go in the refrigerator out there and pull me a beer out of the side, and then I'm going to do a toast.
Okay, you want
Jaeger? No, I don't need any Jaeger. She said, do you want Jaeger? No. She knows that.
I wish we were together and we could then do a Jaeger shot together. Okay. That would be cool.
So where are you at right now, John? Where are you located?
So I am in New Jersey, right outside of Manhattan, right across the Holland Tunnel.
Oh, I love it. I know exactly where you're at. Wow. And Mark, where are you at? Are you in LA?
Similar area, also in New Jersey, right outside of Manhattan. So.
Okay, all right, cool. Because, you know, we know that we did a few albums over in the Butler area back in the day.
Yeah.
But I love New Jersey. Starling Ballroom, what's up?
Absolutely.
I swear to God, I drove right near there yesterday.
And, oh, really?
Yeah, but I live like right literally outside of the Holland Tunnel. But I love the Starland Ballroom. And you know what? You guys did a gig in, and I'm bummed out because my friends went in Long Island. I think it was at the Space. You remember that venue?
Yes, I know exactly.
Yeah. And I didn't get to go. And then we all went to see Seven Dust. I'm like, you didn't tell me. Because to go from Jersey to Long Island is like, you need somebody to drive you.
Yeah, I hear
and
you.
Like, I don't have a car, so. It's a big deal to get driven to a show. Now, I was bummed out and mad that two of the guys from my band went to the Space without me to see you.
Yeah. Well, man, let me tell you something. Mark and John, when this thing is over, I hope that we can get together because I don't get to say this a lot, but when I see a brother or brothers that I know that I would hang out with, you guys are those cats that I could chill.
Thank you, LeJean. I feel the same way about you 100%.
And we can have a good time.
Thank you for all the kind words, especially about my gear and stuff. Yeah. You got to come here when you're in town.
I know. Come here. Look at this room. So, look, my wife, this cup also has Witherspoon Brewery. Somebody made these for me.
Oh, those are amazing. I love it. I got to get one of those. Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers. Cheers, you guys.
Yes, Rocky Metal Toast. Cheers.
Yes.
So, LeJean, kind of a random question. And I know we're going to got to let you go in a minute here, but
we're fine. I'm fine. I don't have anything to do.
Okay, cool. The new Corey Taylor video, CMFT, must be stopped. Watching that, all these great cameos, Manson, Baby Metal, yes. Chris Jericho, good. And you.
Tech Nine used to be my neighbor. Yep.
Oh, wow. Cool. So I just want, obviously, you know Corey. I was just wondering if you could share a little bit of your history or friendship with him, how it started, where you know him from.
Man, Corey Taylor, wow. Just, I want to tell you something about him. Thanks for asking that question because
sure.
I don't, in the industry, you don't really see the behind the scenes of, are you really friends? Is he really cool? I see you guys together. Corey Taylor has definitely been one of those brothers to me that has always been my friend. I don't think of him as the singer of Slipknot or Corey Taylor. I think of this guy's always been just friends. Like when we're together, we don't talk about, oh my God, you just played in front of 100,000 people.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Something just came up on my thing. I'm trying to click off.
Mine did too. It's right at the exact same time.
It won't click off.
You saved the day.
Yes. All right. Excellent. So back to Corey. Anyway, Corey from Slipknot to Stone Sour when we went over there was cool. And then not out of the blue, but while recording Blood and Stone, this is funny. No one knows this story. I get invited. Me and my family get invited to Corey's wedding, his ceremony after the wedding, to a friend of mine, a dear friend of mine, Alicia. That this is another story. Seven Dust. I wrote a song for the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons on top, and was a cheerleader for the Atlanta Falcons.
Wow.
It's Alicia, and that's who married Corey. Ended up marrying.
Because
we're all from Atlanta. So anyway, long story short, doing Blood and Stone, Corey invited me and the family to come to Vegas to the wedding, and I'm like, I'm in the middle of this album, I can't leave. My wife said, yeah, you can leave for a weekend, it's Corey's wedding, this is a big deal. Yeah. And sure enough, I flew away for a weekend and showed up to his beautiful new house in Vegas, and it just solidified for me that even after all the success that he's had and anything that he can do in the world, that he invited me and my family to be there, part of this small community. And it was really cool to another story that I thought was really cool, that my son was there, Kingston, and my daughter, my wife, we all flew, and I met them in Vegas. And Scott Ian's son comes over, and he's talking, and I introduce him to my son. And for me, it was a really big deal to look, and I thought to myself, I was like, wow, one day I'll be able to say that me and Scott Ian's kids are hanging out playing, you know, just for me, that was
pretty cool. How cool is that?
Yeah, it was really, I'm at Corey's house, and I'm like, all of us are hanging out, and
yeah,
it was beautiful.
Yeah.
But yeah, but that about Corey, he's a true brother, and for him to ask me to do that video, he could have asked, anyone would have done that, but it shows the true, I feel like he's one of those cats that he's not up there, and he's not forgetting. That makes sense.
Yeah, no, that does make sense. And it's interesting because he's to me, as a fanboy, he's almost kind of emerging as this Dave Grohl-esque, head of rock, spokesperson.
Absolutely. It's great.
And he's, who better to be that in that position than Corey Taylor?
He's great, man. I had such a wonderful time. And I was only there for a day and a half, and I flew right back to finish Blood and Stone. So this all kind of, I think the planets are aligning right. So thank you for asking that question, Mark.
Hey, LeJean, I have a question for you, and it's about Blood and Stone. And before I ask the question, I want to read some comments from the YouTube posting of the song Blood from a Stone. And I read a lot of comments, and everybody reads these comments, and you get a laugh out of blabbermouth comments and other comments. But there's not one negative comment. Like, I've never seen something 100% positive. Here's one. I will never get tired of LeJean's vocals. One of the top five frontmen in metal. I mean, his voice seems ageless. Here's another one. They just continue to age like fine wine. An unbelievable song. Can't wait till October 23rd when the album comes out.
Some of us
keep getting busy during quarantine. Already pre-ordered. Everything is positive. I've never seen that. I see everybody nowadays, a lot of people want to jump on and write something negative. Nobody's doing that. Everybody loves you guys. And I just, that is pretty cool.
Well, thank you. You know what, man? I take it with a grain of salt because, you know, there's always going to be those trolls out there, and you always focus on that one guy that's like, you guys suck. I'm like, man, right. You know, I've always been the guy that's like, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything.
Yeah.
But I've learned that now, and it's been a beautiful thing. Like you said, I don't look at all that stuff a lot because I'm really close to it, and I get, you know, my feelings do get hurt. I mean, I don't care if it's a 1,000 people saying it's great, that one guy that's like, you guys are losers.
You think, no, why? I know. It hurts my feelings.
Why am I a loser to you? What did I do, bro? Right, don't come to the show. Why are you on our page if you don't like us?
Yeah, exactly. Don't watch our video if you don't like us. Don't go to YouTube and watch the video.
Right. You know, I want to say something about this. I hated it, okay?
So here's my follow-up question. And this is a technical one, and I hope I don't turn off my Facebook people on this one. But here's something that I really am interested in, because I'm a musician, and even though I play guitar more than I do drums now, I'm originally a drummer, and I wonder, do you guys start out when you're in the studio to record, do you do drums first, and how does that work?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. So yes, normally when we are in the studio, drums are the first thing for the album that we do record. Yes, that's,
wow.
Yeah, we start out with Morgan in a room and, you know, I mean, the guys that will be in there and set up, but yeah, that's what we record first.
Okay, so they're playing scratch tracks and you're doing a scratch vocal, but you're taping those drums.
Oh, yeah.
Morgan playing the drums.
Yeah, or sometimes we could just be in there with them jamming and those drums, you might get a live feed from that. But I feel like that's the best time that you capture Seven Dust is when we're all, excuse me, I burped from that beer. In a room together, and we're looking at each other. I don't care. I mean, we're all writers, and we could do it from our homes, from a damn the garage or the backseat of a car. We've written songs in a car. But I promise you, the magic for me and that band is when we're looking at each other, and you can see, oh, man, that's not cool. You ain't even got to say it. It's like, you know what I mean? But it's never really those types of things. When we're together as a band, Morgan can you don't even have to do that sometimes. It could just be John or Clint.
Wow.
Start off from the melody. So it's
so you don't even need a four count. Like you guys just get into it.
It's been such a flow. And I just think that comes to just being a, I feel like a lot of people, there are a lot of groups out there and there's several bands. And
right.
Does that make, so, you know, I feel like you can put a bunch of guys together. That's a group to me. I mean, I don't care who you are. You can be the best musician, Michael Jackson's cousin, I don't know, you know, whatever.
Whoever you are. Yeah, you can be like the virtuoso, but
exactly,
if you're
exactly,
not you a band, that's
what I'm trying to say. You're not a band. And so
it's the collection of those people and how they mix together and how and what that the sum of that collection of people is. I think it's an amazing thing, and that's what we constantly get from Seven Dust.
Oh, thank you.
We'll get with Blood and Stone on October 23rd. LeJon, it's always great hanging with you. I've hung out with you in Kevin's office in New York. And
I want to hang out. LeJon, when this pandemic is over and they allow people to hang out again, I'm going to ask you to hang out. Can we hang out?
Please make that. Hey, I promise you we can make it happen. If you don't come to the house here, I have a farmhouse that I've remodeled in Lawrence, Kansas, Baldwin, actually. It's right 10 minutes away from KU, and
We
have all the acres, and it was left to us by my family, my wife's family, and it's beautiful, and I'm actually getting ready to do recording there, so it was great. Thank you.
Thank you, LeJon.
Mark, thank you for actually letting me be a part of your movement, and I think it's great, and I love it, and anytime you have anything, I would love to do it, and John, again, this has been great. You guys have made my night tonight.
Well,
thank you so much, LeJon. Thank you. You're welcome back anytime. You got anything to do, even if you don't have anything out, you just want to come and hang with us, come on, Talking Metal.
Do an evening with LJ. I'll do it, man.
Okay, we'll do it.
All right, cheers, gentlemen.
Thanks, LeJon. Take care, brother.
Appreciate your time.
Stay safe, guys, and I'll see you soon.
Yeah,
you too. Thank you, Mark.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, LeJon Witherspoon, Seven Dust. What a great act.